I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Later in the program, we're going to talk to members of the Ariana String Quartet about that group's new season, which is about to begin. And on Soundbites with Sauce Magazine, we're going to talk to some restaurant owners in Ferguson about how the events in the aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting there are impacting their businesses. Right now, we're joined by Willis Ryder Arnold. He's St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter. Hi, Willis.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
And we're looking at this from a sort of a different angle with you. Ferguson is an interesting little community. And, you know, artists in general reflect their environment, what's going on around them, the mood.
That's true.
Don't they? And so you wrote an interesting piece recently about how some local artists are dealing with the shooting in Ferguson and the aftermath.
Yes, it seems that the local artists and the St. Louis arts community in general is reacting in a couple different ways. Some of the artists are out protesting, actually going to the site of Ferguson. Some artists are producing actual visual work.
Already?
Yes, already. Probably the most received image that's visual is actually done by a Brooklyn artist named Adrian Franks. He put up an image that's of Michael Brown, and it's tagged with the "My hands are up" language. And he also created images of Eric Garner, Sean Bell, and now Michael Brown.
When you say Brooklyn, you mean Brooklyn, New York?
Yes, sir.
All right. Some other people that you talked to, tell us about Tef Poe.
So Tef Poe is a young rapper here in St. Louis, and he's been out protesting pretty significantly. He was there the night that the alderman was arrested.
And Antonio French.
Yes, sir. And he's reacted with a significant amount of frustration to the situation. He believes that the police are not reacting with compassion for the community.
And he has already produced some music.
Tef Poe actually has not, that I am aware of. Some other musicians, like Mastermind, who is Muhammad Austin. He's a 23-year-old producer and MC, and he's part of the Young Entertainment Collective, MME. He's done a song.
And have you heard that?
Yes, I have. We actually have a clip that would be available.
We'll set that up. What are we about to hear?
So we're about to hear Muhammad Austin, other words known as Mastermind's song, Wave 1-2 Westfall. And it's actually two songs that are wed together. He was out protesting after he found out about the event. And he was frustrated with how the protests were going and decided to turn to his art.
Pass the pot, why not? Why not? These cops ain't shocked. Ain't shocked. Why we waste our time yelling when they admitting they felons? Come on. Did I mention coat like pat on the hand? That's a brother's advantage. Killing the nigga that stand if it's not for settling. But why the f*** you let that settle in? No human alive should feel another human should die before the age 25. It's the age of not giving a f***. Our kids got a low dose and most exposed to corrupt. Bobby Schmurda got signed.
He got signed?
Come on. Epic records as if killing was fine. Pay too much attention to lust and not loving us. Pay too much attention to distractions that gotta come. The steps we gotta be prepped. It's a fight within self. Self-knowledge new polish before we try to rebel.
And that was Mastermind's musical response, if I can put it that way, to the Michael Brown shooting. And we should have mentioned, Willis, that that had been edited a little bit to be appropriate to play on the radio.
Right.
So you talked to some other artists, too.
Yes. I also talked with Kababi Bayok, who is a local artist. He did a series documenting fatherhood among African Americans.
Yeah, we talked to him on Cityscape a while back. It's called 365 Days of Dad, where he painted a picture about like every day for a year showing an African American dad interacting with his kids.
Right. And his reaction was primarily as a father. He hasn't turned to any incorporating what happened into any of his art, as I know of. But his heart went out very much to the parents, and he felt like it was terrible for them because they also weren't even given the time to really grieve.
Talk about some of the artists you talked to, and do you have a sense, are they interpreting this differently, or do you see a common thread in how they see these events?
I think that one of the things that's the most common among all of the artists is they're trying to engage with the fact that there are kind of two sides to the story and two sides to protesters' reactions and the reaction of the community. There's anger and frustration, and then there's also the urge to heal. A lot of the artists and musicians that I've talked to are hoping to produce work that kind of acknowledges both aspects to how members of the St. Louis and Ferguson communities are feeling right now.
Let me throw out names of a couple of other artists you talked to and tell me your thoughts. There's Maestro Frio, is it? And V.A. Pete?
Yes. So Maestro Frio is another St. Louis musician. He's 21, another young musician who's interested in the events that have happened over the past week. He's participated in things like a youth forum last night, which was held at Great St. Mark's Baptist Church, as well as released a song called What You Gonna Do, which appeared on SoundCloud a couple days ago. V.A. Pete is actually from Virginia, and he posted one of the first songs to appear under the hashtag Justice for Mike Brown.
Well, from Virginia, and you mentioned the other artist from Brooklyn, New York, so it is astounding, maybe not surprising, but astounding the attention this has gotten from coast to coast.
Yeah, local artists and national artists have been paying attention.
Prince E and Hitman Holla.
Yes, Prince E and Hitman Holla are both MCs from here in St. Louis. Hitman Holla actually put out a kind of spoken word piece, and Prince E also did a spoken word piece that was recorded in front of the destroyed Quick Trip. I should actually correct myself. Hitman Holla did a whole integrated produced track that had some news reportage edited in as well with the music.
Ed Reggie, who we know from around town, is acting in some other things that he's into, facilitated a conversation held this week at the Regional Arts Commission. What came of all that?
The main conversation started as a kind of goal of how trying to engage artists and how they could address issues that are going on, how they could incorporate the events into their work, and how they could incorporate their own approach to life into different demonstrations or actions, as they characterized it. A lot of the conversation had to do with the issues that St. Louis has faced historically.
And Willis, already there are plans for some benefits and concerts and things. What can you tell us about that?
It looks like Brian Owens will be participating in a youth forum at the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church tonight. He'll be performing. This was organized by Thistle, who he says is a friend of his. And it looks like Plush, which is a music venue here in St. Louis, will be doing a benefit concert on the 24th. No performers are confirmed at the moment, but it is a benefit concert for Mike Brown's family.
So I assume you're going to continue to report on this angle.
Yes, sir. Right. I think there's a lot more continuing.
Well, Willis, I want to thank you for being here, but also I want to say that you're new to St. Louis Public Radio, just here 2 weeks from New York.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure you didn't expect your first 2 weeks of work to involve anything like this.
No, it was a serious way to dive into the community.
Well, welcome, and thanks for your fine job so far.
Thank you.
That's Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture reporter. This is Cityscape, and when we come back, we're going to meet some restaurant owners who have businesses in Ferguson and see how all these events have impacted them. This is St. Louis Public Radio.